Onto the movie in question for today, Inxeba, The Wound, has caused quite a bit of controversy, and it is going to enjoy a limited release for a week to make it qualify for Oscar consideration before its general release in February of next year. And the arts editor for City Press, Charles Blinner, has seen it. Charles, what did you make of the movie? Good morning.
Hi, Oscar. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you very much. How are you doing today?
I'm okay. I wish I wasn't talking about this because I think there's the potential to have white noise. But yeah, Inxeba we saw in Durban, and I mean, it was powerful and amazing. I was with quite a mixed group of African students who were watching. They were all very moved by how it invited them in. I don't know. The controversy is a lot because people haven't seen the film.
And that, for me, has been the, disturbing element in it. The fact that a lot of people who are making the most amount of noise about the film have not actually had the opportunity to see it yet, because it only will be released generally in February next year. But yet, a lot of people are already, threatening the producers and some of the actors who were involved in it. And I'm going, can we see it first and actually have a wonderful discourse about it before we decide to kill people associated with it? I mean, ideally, we should not decide to kill anyone in the first place.
Yeah, I mean, it's an issue. It's obviously touched on a sore point, the fact that it is a gay love story. It's more importantly a love story between two men and a third. So it's and it's a frank love story. It's not explicit on like those levels of showing intimate details of cultural practice, but it does show intimate details of sex.
When I haven't seen it, I'm only going to see it obviously when the general public is able to go and see it. But I imagined, a Brokeback Mountain just situated in a deeply ritual and meaningful practice in South Africa.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how useful comparisons are. You know, it's almost like we can only have one black gay film, so it's got to be The Moonlight of Africa. I mean, I think it is its own form entirely. It's fun to look at it through looking at Brokeback as well. But I'd far prefer this, by far.
What is the premise? So it obviously is time of the year and the season for boys to go into the bush for their initiation to become men. And I understand that there is a love relationship between Amakhankatha. Ikhankatha is a man who obviously takes care of the initiate as they go through the healing process.
Yeah, so it's amazing performances from everyone. Nakane plays Kolani, who's a kind of a closeted factory worker, who meets up with, you know, kind of the love of his other life, a married man, who is also a caregiver, and that is when they are in love and have sex. And one of the initiates, when he sees what's going on, he starts playing a kind of a devil's advocate to them, and it all ends badly.
In fact, I believe that Nakane was not the original actor, that they had in mind, the producers and the director of the film, because Nakane is a musician, right? More so than an actor.
Yeah, and he's got a big new album coming out, which is an international release. And he's getting a lot of death threats. But, I mean, as far as I understand it, when Nakane was going to do the John was interested in Nakane doing the music. And Nakane, he then asked him to read. And they kind of created this role also based on Nakane's experiences being initiated. So, I mean, I think it was quite organic. I mean, one has to look at it as a white director who doesn't speak the language that he's directing in. There are all sorts of problems there. And then on the other hand, there's this cast and a team of writers, Tandon Kolozana, the kind of names that are giving it credibility, but I do think there's stuff to talk about. Maybe whiteness have this conversation, I'm not sure.
I'm hoping, and I've actually extended invitation to the producers and the director of the movie, that when it is, when they're planning to obviously generally release it in February next year, that perhaps in Cape Town we do host a debate, a conversation around the movie and the subject matter, not only from the homosexual elements in it, but also from the Xhosa traditional elements in it. Because understandably, in Cape Town, the practice of initiation is a lot more, it's observed a lot more than it would be in Gauteng because of the dynamic between the two cities.
Yeah, a lot of Makhanda's death threats are obviously coming from the Cape, and it's all perfectly understandable because the film is touching Xhosa men on their masculinity, and it prods a little bit, but it doesn't do so violently, even though masculinity is quite violent. These are the kind of debates that I would think move cultures into new spaces. I mean, culture's always evolving.
Because therein lies the genius of the movie, isn't it? Taking a practice that is the definition of manhood in Xhosa culture and using that to explore the question of what is masculinity.
Yeah, it's also like a very well-made film. It's it can easily be compared to or in a line of queer film from South Africa that Oliver Adman is, we've got interesting filmmakers in that gender space.
We do indeed. Charles, I certainly cannot wait to see it. Do you know where the limited release is going to be? Is it only in Joburg or is there going to be a screening in Cape Town as well?
It's only in Joburg, only next week. And it's in Rosebank. In the mall, but I know that if you speak to producers on Facebook, they are giving screenings and debates and workshops. They want as many people to see the film before judging.
Fantastic. Charles, thank you very much indeed. Charles Blinner is the arts editor for the City Press, talking to us about Inxeba, The Wound. It will enjoy a limited release in Johannesburg in the Rosebank Theatre for a week to make it eligible for consideration for the Oscars before the general release in February in 2018.